Audacity.
In this Thursday news update, an opposition demand for the unequivocal revocation of diplomatic relations with Syria. I'm Ken Richards. Dominica's parliamentary opposition leader and the head of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, has made a number of demands from the governing Dominica Labour Party following the Dominica-Syria diplomatic relations issue.
We demand immediate discontinuation of the corrupt practice of holding billions of dollars from the sale of Dominican citizenship under private foreign control and the placement of all such revenues in the consolidated fund of Dominica. We also demand the unequivocal revocation of diplomatic relations with Syria, publication of the instruments of revocation in the news and social media, and a public apology to the people of Dominica. We do not call for resignation of these disgraced employees of the people. Rather, we call on the people of Dominica to take decisive action to get rid of these modern-day pirates of Dominica who place greater value on enriching themselves than on promoting the interest of Dominica and its people.
At a press conference on Tuesday, Linton expressed great concern over the diplomatic relations decision that was taken at a time when it was clear that Dominica should have stayed away from such a development.
But under Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Daru, the representative of influential pro-Syrian interests in the Cabinet of Ministers, Syria sends troops to fight for Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. Not only is Dominica stone cold silent, it shockingly agrees to diplomatic ties with the murderous Al-Assad regime. Diplomatic relations, my brothers and sisters, come with potential economic and other benefits for both sides. If Dominica's benefit is increased sales of passports in a country under a regime that supports all forms of terrorism, then it is entirely possible that Syria's benefit is support for the atrocities of the Al-Assad regime from Dominica's CBI funds being held unlawfully outside of the consolidated fund.
The opposition leader observed that with the government being heavily criticized by many for the action taken, it was attempting to smear the parliamentary opposition in relation to the citizenship by investment program.
Under pressure from global leaders for his despicable conduct, the Prime Minister plays the CBI sympathy card to influence the people of Dominica. He says, and I quote, "I am still at a loss to understand how this clear lapse in judgment could have been associated in any way to the management of our citizenship by investment program. Some persons appear so bent on undermining global confidence and ultimately the destruction of our CBI program that they would seize every opportunity to bring it into global disrepute," end of quote. For the avoidance of doubt, Dominica's CBI program has been brought into global disrepute by the indiscriminate sale of CBI passports and diplomatic passports to rogues and vagabonds, especially in the terrorist hotspots of the world. The international image of the program is also adversely affected by corrupt misappropriation of CBI revenues.
According to opposition leader Linton, current efforts by the European Union and the United States that could see the end of the citizenship by investment programs in the Caribbean can be associated with Dominica's approach to its CBI program.
Unfortunately, the DLP regime's relentless assault on the integrity of Dominica's single largest money earner has attracted the interest of the European Parliament and the United States Congress. They now only seek to eliminate the threat the CBI poses as a facilitator of travel for criminal elements across international borders. Given the sharp focus on the CBI program in Europe and the US, along with planned measures to remove visa-free access to the Shenzhen area of Europe, diplomatic relations with Syria will contribute to further isolation and blacklisting of Dominica in the international community. This unfortunate situation has nothing to do with critics advocating for transparent, accountable, corruption-free management of Dominica's CBI program. It is all about the unending lapses in judgment of an administration that has egregiously abused the CBI program for private gain and therefore refuses to operate it in the public interest of truth, righteousness, and justice.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said last Friday that Dominica's ambassador to the United Nations, Lauren Banis Roberts, had gone ahead signing the agreement for relations with Syria without his knowledge and consent, based on a lapse of judgment, and had resigned. The royal couple, Prince William and Duchess Kate Middleton, are visiting Jamaica. They arrived at the Norman Manley International Airport Tuesday afternoon. CVM News reports that the visit came with renewed calls for an apology and reparations for the inhumane treatment of the island's indigenous people.
After 60 years of independence, Jamaicans are taking a public stand, demanding an apology from Britain and its royal family. They are saying, "We have not forgotten and we will not celebrate the Queen's 70th year of accession."
The organizers of the peaceful protest say over 350 people joined the demonstration along the Trafalgar Road in Kingston, directly in front of the British High Commission building, expressing 60 years of built-up indignation towards the royal family, who they say are yet to apologize or compensate Jamaicans for exploiting the island's indigenous people and crimes against humanity.
Have kept us down and dumbed us down over the years with the curriculums that they put in the school. They have dumbed us down as a people. We have not been able to come to our full potential. And this is what we are saying. Let us be free for our own destiny.
There is no indication that these European people plan to pay us reparations. And I want to tell you something. If we don't get up and demand it, we will never get it.
While there, our news team observed workmen resurfacing parts of the roadway, seemingly preparing for the royals' visit. There was one single opposing voice against the masses, political activist Karen Cross.
I support the Queen, I support the monarchy. I don't believe that we should sever ties with Britain. I don't believe we should sever ties with the British monarchy. It's part of our psyche, it's part of our history. All the people who deserve reparations are dead.
In Trinidad and Tobago, allegations of senior public officials involved in the corrupt transfer of state lands are now before the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service. Prime Minister Keith Rowley addressed that matter as he responded to questions in the lower house on Wednesday, as TTT News reports.
He also confirmed that no government ministers were involved in the allegations of land fraud. Dr. Rowley indicated that he did receive information from the former Minister of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries, Clarence Rambrat. Mr. Rambrat reported instances of corruption in the transfer of state lands.
I can confirm that as early as November 2015, the then Minister of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries spoke to me regarding possible corruption connected to state land development. I gave the minister advice which he followed. Thereafter, I received from the minister right up to the last week letters, reports, and information regarding fraudulent dealings with state land and other aspects of potential criminal conduct.
The Prime Minister said many of the reports involve public officials, including very senior ones.
Local retailers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines warned against raising prices excessively. More from SVG TV News.
Head of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Chamber of Industry and Commerce, Anthony Regisford, has issued a warning to local retailers not to use the Russian-Ukraine war and the resulting hike in oil prices as an excuse to increase prices excessively. There have been complaints from the members of the retail and agricultural sector about increases in shipping costs since the conflict between the began in late February. Speaking to SVG TV's news, Regisford said the Commerce considers price gouging a short-sighted and unethical practice and wants to encourage retailers to be honest and ethical.
Price gouging is something that the Chamber of Industry and Commerce does not encourage. Not just not encourage, but we absolutely do not want that as a practice of doing business.
This has been the Thursday News Update on OSA Radio.